Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners of this program Lantern, thank you very much for joining us. The title of today's story in this part is The Mouse and the Weasel. A little hungry mouse found his way one day into a basket of corn. He had to squeeze himself a good deal to get through the narrow opening between the strips of the basket. But the corn was tempting and the mouse was determined to get in. When at last he had succeeded, he gorged himself to bursting. Indeed, he became about three times as big around the middle as he was when he went in. At last, he felt satisfied and dragged himself to the opening to get out again. But the best he could do was to get his head out. So there he sat groaning and moaning, both from the discomfort inside him and his anxiety to escape from the basket. Just then, a weasel came by. He understood the situation quickly. "My friend," he said, "I know what you've been doing. You've been stuffing. That's what you get. You will have to stay there till you feel just like you did when you went in. Good night, and good enough for you." And that was all the sympathy the poor mouse got. Greediness leads to misfortune. And now the continuation of Lantern.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bainastain. In this episode, we are going to talk about the reasons of the causes of being greedy in human beings. As we know, most people find themselves to be really greedy, greedy of everything, greedy of eating, greedy of collecting money, accumulating money, or greedy of anything else. So in Islamic ethical and moral principles and instructions, this is intended, it's a discussion, it's a long discussion, how to stop one's own greediness. Certainly being greedy is a very unfavorable moral trait. This is because some people cannot restrain themselves and their own temporary feelings of having something. That someone sees something and wants to have it, own it, and once own it, finds it really desirable for him or herself to have more and more of such things, it leads, little by little, it leads to people's developing a sense of greediness. And this sense of greediness, which is usually associated with some emotive feelings and emotions and, other moral traits, other unfavorable moral traits, all of them lead to uneasiness and creating problems for both the greedy person and other people. Usually in this regard, other people may suffer because once a person is greedy, he or she may want to have access to other people's properties. In the Holy Quran, it's indicated that some people have this sense of greediness regarding spreading whatever they hear. And according to Islamic instructions, one of instances of being described as a liar is that, if someone, repeats or recounts whatever he or she has heard anywhere else without having done any kind of research or investigation to the to find out the truth of the claim or the truth of the point already made, it means that, I mean, it indicates that this person must be or is a subject to being a liar because, I mean, he recounts something without having done any research on it adequately.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
In the Holy Quran, in the Surah Al-Ma'idah, in verses 41 and 42, the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Holy Quran, indicates that some people want to recount lies, and I mean, without having researched, without having investigated the truth of the claims or the truth of the points already made. And this should be, I mean, this feeling should be restrained. Because many a time we have heard something from here and there, but we've noticed that the claim was utterly false, and it was quite a very an utterly baseless claim. In this connection, since there are many other unfavorable moral traits in almost all human communities, and those unfavorable moral traits include recounting lies or telling lies or spreading rumors or bribery. We find that, I mean, in the Islamic religion, people, I mean, in general, people have been advised, have been instructed to keep away from anywhere these unfavorable moral traits may be found. At the same time, in the Surah Al-Hijr, verse 88 in the Holy Quran, it's indicated that, I mean, looking forward to grabbing other people's properties and feeling very jealous about other people's, I mean, belongings or other properties. I mean, people may have. This is, of course, I mean, these moral traits are really very abominable. And the Holy Quran advises people, not only Muslims, but all people, to keep away from these unfavorable moral traits. The same precept or the same wisdom is repeated in another way in the Surah Taha, verse 131. In the Holy Quran also, in the Surah Al-Muddathir, verses 11 to 15, in these verses, greediness with regard to having more financial power and having more, accumulating more wealth is regarded as an unfavorable trait. And because of this, it's because of this that people find it that they are entrapped. People find themselves entrapped by Satan because this is, of course, a job or a character, a characteristic, a moral characteristic developed by Satan in people.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub.